come with a gift. The company had leased the building just 2 months earlier, outgrowing a space above an ice cream parlor in downtown Palo Alto. 2 months before that, I'd placed my biggest bet in 19 years as a venture capitalist, an $11.8 million wager for 12% of a startup founded by a pair of Stanford grad school dropouts. I joined Google's board. I was committed, financially and emotionally, to do all I could to help it succeed. Barely a year after incorporating, Google had planted its flag to, quote, organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. That might have sounded grandiose, but I had confidence in Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They were self-assured, even brash, but also curious and thoughtful. They listened, and they delivered. Sergey was exuberant, mercurial, strongly opinionated, and able to leap intellectual chasms in a single bound. A Soviet-born immigrant, he was a canny, creative negotiator and a principled leader. Sergey was restless, always pushing for more. He might drop to the floor in the middle of a meeting for a set of push-ups. Larry was an engineer's engineer, the son of a computer science pioneer. He was a soft-spoken nonconformist, a rebel with a 10x cause, namely to make the internet exponentially more relevant. While Sergey crafted the commerce of technology, Larry toiled on the product and imagined the impossible. He was a blue-sky thinker, but with his feet on the ground. Earlier that year, when the two of them came to my office to pitch me, their PowerPoint deck had just 17 slides, and only two with numbers. They added three cartoons to kind of flesh out the deck. Though they'd made a small deal with the Washington Post, Google had yet to unlock the value of keyword-targeted ads. As the 18th search engine to arrive on the web, the company was way late to the party. Ceding the competition such a long head start was normally fatal, especially in technology. But none of that stopped Larry from lecturing me on the poor quality of search in the market and how much it could be improved, and imagine how much bigger it would be tomorrow. He and Sergey had no doubt that they would break through, never mind their lack of a business plan. Their PageRank algorithm was that much better than the competition, even in beta. I asked them, how big do you think this could be? I'd already made my private calculation. Namely, if everything broke right, Google might reach a market capitalization of $1 billion. But I really wanted to gauge their dreams. And Larry responded, $10 billion. Just to be sure, I said, you mean market cap, right? And Larry shot back, no, I don't mean market cap. I mean revenue. I was floored. Assuming a normal growth rate for a profitable tech firm, $10 billion in revenue would imply a $100 billion market cap. That was the province of Microsoft and IBM and Intel. That was a creature more rare than a unicorn. There was no braggadocio to Larry, only calm, considered judgment. I didn't debate him. I was genuinely impressed. He and Sergey were determined to change the world, and I believe they had a shot. Long before Gmail or Android or Chrome, Google brimmed with big ideas. The founders were quintessential visionaries with extreme entrepreneurial energy. What they lacked was management experience. In 2001, at my suggestion, the founders recruited Eric Schmidt, my old colleague at Sun Microsystems, to be their CEO. Eric made the trains run on time and broke the ties. Then I introduced Bill Campbell to coach all three of them. For Google to have real impact or even to reach liftoff, they would have to learn to make tough choices and keep their team on track. Given their healthy appetite for risk, they'd need to pull the plug on losers to fail fast. I'd personally learned this drill at Intel in the 1970s. Gordon Moore, the legend who preceded Andy Grove as Intel's CEO, would say, quote, I view this year's failure as next year's opportunity to try it again. Now, not least, Larry and Sergey would need timely, relevant data to track their progress, to measure what mattered. And so on that balmy day in Mountain View, I came with my present for